Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Philip Faber, Democratic member two of a parliament. Are South African politicians oblivious to South Africa's economic situation? And we've been speaking a lot about this. We spoke earlier about the terrible situation at some of the hospitals. We've spoken about the electricity crisis. One of my firm beliefs is that no South African politician should be allowed, or member of parliament rather, should be allowed to send their kids to a private school, to go to a private hospital, or to have a generator or an inverter, because only when they see the suffering of people around them will they maybe appreciate it. But what about economically? Are they oblivious to the economic situation and suffering of fellow South Africans? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, you and all listeners. Good to speak to you this early morning.
So what is your thoughts on that? Are South African politicians oblivious to South Africa's economic situation?
Well, I first want to say, if we look like at MPs' salaries, you know, we haven't had increases for quite a while. And we are actually quite fortunate to have salaries. Not that you can actually compare them to some in the private sector. But as I say, we are very privileged as politicians to actually have good salaries, in my point of view. But for that, you should obviously, you presenting the public of South Africa, and therefore it is your obligation to see to it that you do it to the best of your ability. And this is where I feel there's a shortfall, especially when governing party is making decisions that is to the detriment of the poor. This I think is a concern. Like, debate international relations, where I was specifically speaking on the African Renaissance Fund, and this fund was started by for economical regeneration of the African continent by providing humanitarian assistance to struggling African countries. Now during, you know, we've seen that this is the African Renaissance Fund, the ANC have been donating a lot of money to Cuba all the time. And, you know, it's like this historic romance relationship with their allies in Cuba, fighting for freedom in the previous apartheid year.
So in other words, money that is really so desperately needed locally is going overseas or going to other countries because we're feeling their pain. But are we feeling the pain locally?
This is obviously what worries me. You know, there's obviously the ANC government attempt to circumvent the Gauteng's High Court in Pretoria's dismissal of application to appeal the ruling in favour of AfriForum 2 days ago in the interdict to stop that $50 million donation to Cuba through the African Renaissance Fund. Now, this blatant disregard of a court order, it is an insult to millions of South Africans who are struggling just to survive. I mean, the ANC government has enabled and benefited from state capture and this looting of state coffers. It's just another example how little the starvation of South Africans actually mean to this ANC government. It is so clear that this ANC alliance with Cuba has been chosen above our vulnerable citizens. I mean, Mr. Maleri Pandor yesterday was arrogant to say to me, we're not sending 50 million rand to Cuba, but we are going to buy 50 million rand food in South Africa and ship it to Cuba.
Oh my God.
You know, to circumvent this court decision. Now, I mean, we've got South Africans not having food. We've seen what has happened in KZN. Why haven't they already immediately put money on the floor for, you know, goods on the floor and get that money in KZN and so many other places? For instance, I've got a picture. I just didn't have time for in my debate yesterday. Children on the dumps at Talpinia, which was taken in the year 2020, looking for food between crashes. Our Member of Parliament, Gisela Opperman, went there about a month ago, and there were even more small children looking for food desperately. In an ANC-governed municipality there, where the ANC is just like, where the ANC is just the sick part, not even looking at these children and you know, while they don't care giving and dishing out money to other countries. It can't work like that.
But you what is it? What
begins at home.
Why are they so cold to the suffering of South Africans? This is the question that I just don't understand. How is it possible that we have managed to grow an elite group of people who are so arrogant that they don't, or so disassociated that they don't feel the pain of South Africans? What is it, do you think? Because that's where it starts, really.
You know, I wish I could tell you, but I start to think at some stage that it becomes greed. You know, when you get to a position and you defend, because I think this is what's happening, they're defending positions.
Mm.
And especially with, if you look at the state captures that started, there are so many of these ANC politicians and cadres involved in it that the one would not speak on the other one's problems because theft and fraud.
Mm.
And it becomes a vicious circle of this money going around, and it's of self-enrichment. This is all I can think of. And you know, yeah. We were talking about the war in Ukraine, and everyone was saying, what is John Steenhuisen doing in Ukraine? Well, he went to get his boots on the ground to see, because it's going to be a huge impact on food prices in South Africa.
No
at
question.
This stage.
And food availability.
Know, yeah, and I was saying that we should look at this, because, you know, I want to say that South Africa is implicitly choosing Russia and its political allies side in economic war. It will choose only $16 billion over $1.13 trillion in trade of the NATO countries. Now, can you think for one moment, we are already on our knees as a country economically. If the South Africans, as they are lying with Cuba by giving $50 million, can you think of the damage that this will eventually create to South Africa if they would side with Russia and their allies?
100%.
We will have people without no food. We will have people on the dumps time looking for food.
Absolutely horrific. We do need to leave it there. Unfortunately, such an important conversation. Willem Faber, who is a Democratic member of a parliament, talking to us about South African politicians being oblivious to South Africa's economic situation.